The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, I'm going to go over the Astros and Padres game one of the series. Now that it's getting closer to the end of the series, I'm going to try to do an episode after each game, if possible. And if my work schedule and my personal life fit that, that's what I'm going to try to do. So let's talk about game one last night, Hunter Brown versus Blake Snell. If you listen to the last episode, I gave the Padres the advantage in the pitching department. No Framber, no JV. I just didn't think we had the advantage. And we're also at home, and we'll get to that a little bit more. So first, let's go over the scoring as usual. Bottom of the first, Yordan had an RBI single. That brought in Pena. And the Astros are up 1-0. So it's a good start. Top of the second, the Padres put some runs on the board, and it's not good. Campuzano had an RBI single, ties it at 1. Trent Grisham had an RBI single. That made it 2-1. And then Kim, a 2-run single. That made it 4-1. So 4 runs in the second inning for the Padres, and the Astros find themselves down by 3. We go to the next inning. The Astros failed to score, but Bogaerts had a home run, and all of a sudden we're down 5-1. No more scoring till the fifth. Soto had an RBI double, and the Padres lead 6-1 after 5 innings. The Astros got a little bit stuff going in the bottom of the sixth, but they didn't take fully advantage, and we'll get to that later. Abreu, a ground rule double, brought in Yordan, 6-2. Top of the seventh, Machado had a 2-run double, and top of the eighth, Trent Grisham had a 3-run homer. That made it 11-2, and that was the final score. It was a total butt-whipping by the San Diego Padres. They had 11 runs on 10 hits. The Astros had 2 runs on 6 hits. If you look at offensively, player by player, Altuve went 1-for-4. Pena went 1-for-4. Yordan was on base all 4 times with 3 walks and a hit. He also had an RBI. Alex Bregman, 1-for-4. Kyle Tucker, 0-for-4. Jose Abreu, 1-for-3 with an RBI. Jazz McCormick, 0-for-4. Yainer Diaz, 1-for-4. And my boy Maldi, 0-for-4. The Astros were 2-for-7 with the runners in scoring position, and they left 7 on base. So they had runners on. They had 6 hits, but they weren't together enough to get anything done. So let's look at scoring opportunities that your Astros had. In the bottom of the first, they had 2 on with 1 out. Alex Bregman lined out and Kyle Tucker struck out. So there was a chance. In the bottom of the fourth, we had 2 on with 2 outs and Chaz flew out to right field. Bottom of the fifth, we had 1 on with 2 outs and Pena flied out to right field. And bottom of the sixth, this is where the tide turned, even though the Padres really handled us. But Yordan walked, Alex Bregman got a single. Kyle Tucker flew out, so Yordan went to third. And then Abreu, ground rule double, brought in a run. And then, so we have two on, one out. Chaz strikes out and Yiner lines out. So we had a chance to do it, but we just couldn't get it done. Chaz and Yiner had a chance to drive in some runs, and they couldn't do it. But Blake Snell was pitching great. Bottom of the eighth, Yordan walked, and then Bregman grounded into a double play. So that was a wasted leadoff runner, and Kyle Tucker grounded out. Bottom of the ninth, we had one on with two outs, and Maldi flew out. Was that a huge opportunity for a run? No, but there was someone on base, so I brought it up. Hunter Brown, 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He loses, and he's 10-11 now with a 4.78 ERA. More on that later. Blake Snell, 6 innings, 5 hits, only 2 runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. He wins. He is 13-9 with a 2.52. Now, here's a side note that I just thought of that wasn't really planned for the show, but I was doing a little fantasy, and I had Blake Snell throwing under 101.5 pitches, and he threw 103, so cost me $15 there. Anyway, so one guy that I've noticed, and I write this down, and I'm like, this is just how I feel. I don't feel like Kyle Tucker has been producing at all lately. So I'm going to make that statement because I made the statement to myself, and then I looked up his stats. 5 for 24 in September. He's hitting .208. He hasn't hit a home run, and he has 2 RBIs. So we need more production from Kyle Tucker. And Hunter Brown, I said this on the last episode, he's been struggling. So I looked at his stats. April, he had a 2.37 ERA. We're thinking, wow, this guy was amazing last year, and he's amazing this year. In May, he had a 4.7 ERA. That's going to happen. You're not going to have a 2.3 ERA every month. In June, he knocked it down. It was 3.65. In July, his ERA was 5.92. In August, it was 6.23. And in September, his ERA is 9.72. Now, that's not his overall ERA. His overall ERA is 4.78. But you look at September, 9.72, August, 6.23, July, 5.92. And I know anyone listening to this realizes this, and I said it. I've said it all along, all season, that we needed another starter. So how huge is that JV pickup? It's huge. Imagine going into the playoffs and all we have is Framber. But now we have two guys. If you have two strong pitchers, that's all you need. It'd be nice to have more, but you need two studs, and we do have them. So that was huge. That was huge that we got JV. So now let's talk about the Astros at Minute Maid Park. I'm going to write a note down here. All right, Astros at Minute Maid Park. September, they're 0-4. In August, they were 6-6. Right now, they're at .500. They were 6-6 in August. However, they were 2-5 in the last 7. So if you add that together, the Astros are 2-9 in their last 11 games at home. In July, they were 7-6. So if you take a look at the overall standings, it'll make you feel a little better. The Astros lead the American League West. They're 80-62. Seattle's half a game behind, 79-62. And if you want to feel any better, Texas, 76-64. If you look at, okay, here's an issue, folks. The Astros are struggling at home, so it doesn't really matter what pitchers you have out there, right? If you're going to get through the playoffs, you have to win at home. You're not on the road every series. You're not on the road every game of the series. Unless you don't have home field advantage, and I guess you can win all your road games. But the Astros have to figure out a way to play better at home. Now, I saw a story yesterday about the batter's eye. They're interviewing players and they're saying, yeah, we kind of struggle here because of the batter's eye. The batter's eye kind of makes it hard to see, yada, yada, yada. And then how did the Padres score 11 runs? It's the same eye for them too. So I don't really find that as a good excuse. They have, the second best attendance in baseball? I think that's what I heard. The fans show up. They just can't get it done. All right, so where was I? All right, Texas is 7-6-64. So the Astros are 35-35 at home. Seattle's 39-29. So they're plus 10 at home. The Astros, I will have to do some math on this, but they're 45-27 on the road. That's like plus 18. That is nuts. Yeah, that's exactly how many more wins they have than losses. 18. 45-27. Seattle's 40-33. Plus 7. So they're plus 7 and plus 7. The Astros run differentials plus 113. Seattle's 103. Texas is 136. Texas also has a losing record at home. But this should make you happy as an Astro fan. If you don't like the Rangers, like I do not like the Rangers, if you look at the wild card race, Tampa Bay is comfortably going to make the playoffs. They have a 7.5 lead in the wild card standing. Seattle's, they have a 1-game cushion, and Toronto is the last team in the playoffs. They have knocked out the Texas Rangers from the playoffs. The Rangers are 1.5 games out of the wild card. The next closest, Boston, is 6 behind, and the Yankees are 8 behind. So let's look at tonight's game, Seth Lugo versus Christian Javier. So Seth Lugo, 6-6 with a 3.49 ERA. Christian Javier is 9-3 with a 4.65 ERA. CJ, his last 7, 2-1 with a 5.60 ERA, 35.1 innings pitched, a 1.47 whip. That means that every inning he pitches, there's at least an average of 1.5 guys on base, and that's not good. 22 earned runs in those 35 innings, 33 strikeouts, 18 walks. Seth Lugo is also 2-1 in his last 7, but his ERA is 3.20. So he's not getting run support, and we know Christian Javier gets run support. He's pitched 39 innings. His whip is 1.19, which is a little more respectable. He has 14 earned runs, so 8 less earned runs. He has 5 more strikeouts and 7 less walks. So if you look at it on paper, advantage Seth Lugo. One reason is ERA is lower. The last 7 games, he's pitched better. However, there's 2 more factors. Christian Javier is the king of run support. That's why he's 9-3. So it's going to be Javier's run support versus the Astros being at home. And you have that, also that little piece, will the Astros have a losing record at home? So I'm going to go out on a limb, folks. I don't see the Astros coming out of this series with a losing record at home, even though now they have to win the next 2 games. So we'll see. Actually, they don't. They'll still be at 500. So I think they're going to win today. I really do. I know I'm positive, and I always say that all the time, but I think so. Last night was on Apple TV, and today is on AT&T. The boys are back. The game's at 6:10. So enjoy the game, and I will see you after the game for another recap. I hope you enjoyed the show half as much as I enjoyed doing it. See you next time on Astros Baseball.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.